This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Monday, January 20. God is near. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 119. I call you with all my heart. Answer me, Lord, and I will obey your decrees. I call out to you, save me, and I will keep your statutes. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I have put my hope in your word. My eyes stay open through the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promises. Hear my voice in accordance with your love. Preserve my life, Lord, according to your laws. Those who devise wicked schemes are near, but they are far from your law. Yet you are near, Lord, and all your commands are true. Long ago, I learned from your statutes that you established them to last forever. The psalmist's cries of desperation are becoming more and more urgent. In this section of Psalm 119, the writer cries out at least four times, calling for God's deliverance in the day and in the night. The psalmist's cries for deliverance have become continuous, relentless. He won't give up. It seems the psalmist has reached a level of desperation. Yet each time he cries out, in his heart he expresses an equally strong affirmation of hope and comfort in God's word. And he expresses his unflagging commitment to obeying God's decrees and statutes. Even as the psalmist's enemies inch closer, even as God seems to remain silent, the psalmist puts his hope in God and his word, and he commits himself to obey God. In obedience, the psalmist finds God's heart and feels God's closeness. A life of faith includes moments when God seems silent. We don't know why God doesn't always answer immediately when we call, but if we reflect on all the promises God has made and kept, all lavishly recorded in his word, we can be sure that God keeps his promises and will answer. Turning to God's word was a continual source of comfort and joy for the psalmist, especially in what seemed to be times of silence from God. And it can be the same for us. Pray with me. We've put our hope in your word, Lord. Answer us when we call. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.